Tenderness Offers You a Blessing by Heather Plett. Dear one, I see you. I know how hard you work to hold yourself together in a world that so often wounds you, ignores you, silences you, or laughs at you. I know how deeply you feel. I know you've learned to mask those feelings and stuff them down deep where nobody can see them. Perhaps, dear one, you've stuffed them down so far that you don't know how to feel them anymore. Perhaps you've stopped trusting them and they scare you when they come to the surface. If you keep them stuffed down too long, dear one, they become like monsters in your basement, threatening to crack your foundation and wreak havoc in your life. They only want to be free. It's time to invite them back upstairs, friend. It's time to let them back into your heart. They are not really monsters. They are your beloveds, the deepest parts of you, and they don't belong in the basement. Fluff up the pillows and boil water for the tea. Allow me, tenderness, to be your host as you make room for the emotions you've sent down into the dark shadows. I will help you hold the space. I will make soft places ready so that even the darkest emotions can emerge into the light. I will guide you as you learn to be in relationship with all of the parts of you that were abandoned for the sake of your survival. I will help you find a way to host yourself again and to reintegrate whatever was lost while you were on the journey here. Reflections on this piece. Write a letter to tenderness. What do you want to ask for? Begin to explore which parts of you might have been abandoned for the sake of your survival. How can you ritualize tenderness? Consider creating a spot in your house that represents tenderness, a comfortable chair with a cozy blanket perhaps, and/or setting aside a time each day when you will entertain tenderness.